a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL's top story this hour. It's a big day for jazz fans. As we speak, the sign for the Delta Center is being rehung on the arena downtown. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz is there. Lindsay?
Hi, Maria. Yeah, I can report that we have the word Delta in place. So far, crews have put up the word Delta. And as we speak, there's kind of a lull in the action right now. But we are told they will have to put some colors on the little Delta triangle and then eventually get the word center up there as well. So it will, by the end of the day, say Delta Center on the side of the arena. Now, of course, it was 2006, the last time this building where the Jazz play was called the Delta Center. And in fact, I just spoke with one of the construction workers who is putting the letters up on the side of the building, and he actually put those original letters up 32 years ago, whatever it was now, when the original words were on this side of the building. And I asked him how it felt to put this new signage up today, and he just said, well, I feel older. So I think we all feel a little bit older today, but it's a big deal for fans, and it means a lot to jazz fans here in Salt Lake City. Reporting live at the arena, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay. The Delta Center is back. In developing news, time is still ticking by without a debt ceiling package. President Biden speaking just moments ago about this proposal.
I propose making the wealthy begin to pay their fair share, which will reduce the deficit. But it won't cut programs for hardworking Americans depending on it, those funds, in order to continue big tax returns for the wealthiest Americans.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is sidestepping reporters' questions about meeting with President Biden. Democratic Congressman Greg Kasser says Democrats have given some concessions and now Republicans need to do the same.
Let's reduce the deficit. Maybe we can reduce the deficit by actually fairly taxing billionaires, closing the loopholes used by Wall Street to get away without paying their taxes. And let's not pay the ransom note with working class people's money, which is the current Republican proposal.
Economists largely agree if there is no deal signed by June 1st, interest rates could spike, Social Security recipients could go without checks, and millions of people might lose their jobs. It's a busy day for travelers across the country, and we're keeping an eye on flight cancellations.
It so far actually looks really good today. In the U.S., only 65 canceled flights. That's incredibly low, especially for a big getaway day. JFK Airport in New York is leading with the most canceled flights outbound, and it's only 5 flights. United is the airline with the most canceled flights today. United has 39 canceled flights anywhere in the world. So numbers are looking really good as the big crowds begin boarding flights.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting. Be on the lookout for deer and other wildlife near the roads this weekend. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
While it's not the busiest time of year for deer-related crashes, they are out and about. In fact, authorities say a deer in the road played a big part in a fatal crash on I-15 in Far West yesterday. Faith Eaton-Jolly with the Division of Wildlife Resources says right now deer are trying to get back up to higher elevations with the snow melting.
There is still some of that movement that's taking place, and so it's not totally uncommon for people to still see deer on the road this time of year, or possibly a dead deer on the side of the road.
Faith says keep a close eye out in wooded areas and those with wildlife crossing signs, as well as around sunrise and sunset. If you are approaching an animal on the road, do your best to stop, but don't swerve. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is officially tossing his hat in the ring for the 2024 presidential race. The Republican kicked things off with a roundtable discussion on Twitter, but technical glitches and audio issues during the event might have gotten more attention than the campaign launch.
DeSantis doesn't have a traditional campaign event scheduled until Tuesday of next week. That's when he heads out on the road, a four-day campaign swing to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina.
ABC News Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl. The small town of Uvalde is marking 1 year since a gunman murdered 21 people inside an elementary school, while another Texas community is coming to grips with a more recent mass shooting.
Allen Premium Outlets remains closed 19 days after a gunman murdered 8 people before he was killed by police. The property has been cleared as a crime scene, but the management company for the massive North Texas shopping center said from the start that it would wait to reopen the 120-plus stores until after the funerals had been held and the survivors were released from the hospital. Simon Properties now says Allen Premium Outlets will reopen on May 31st. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
KSL News Time, 12:05. Water is running high and fast in the Provo River. The water is forming a whirlpool in Woodland in Summit County by the upper Provo River. Officials say the river is almost 90% of flood stage right now. Weber County High School students are building tiny homes for affordable house for an affordable housing neighborhood. Director of Career and Technical Education for the district, Rod Belknap, says their work with the Other Side Village is helping students understand the other side of construction, things like regulations and specifications.
They're growing accustomed to understanding that there is a level of expectation with work that they need to meet. And that's incredibly important for students to understand.
Money was used to fund the class itself, buying tools and materials to build the homes. Rapper Fetty Wap just got sentenced to 6 years in prison for drug trafficking. The rapper has pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute and possess a controlled substance. Investigators say that he and his co-defendants distributed more than 200 pounds of cocaine, heroin, and fentanyl in the span of a year. First look traffic. Let's see what's happening with Ricky Meese.
And I'm afraid we begin our noontime drive with emergency traffic northbound on I-15 due to a rollover crash. This is going to be as you're approaching Riverdale Road in Weber County. And right now we have solid delays passing Roy into Sunset and almost back to Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we will have triple team traffic for you throughout the afternoon here on KSL to help you get around. KSL News Time, 12:06.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
I hope they can get to the long game of what do we really need to do for the betterment of the country.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
I'm Howard Mackler, founder of Innovation Refunds. You've heard me talking about the payroll tax refund for months. If you own a business, even if you've asked your CPA about this, you owe it to yourself to take another look. We provide a licensed and insured tax attorney who evaluates your company at my expense to determine eligibility. Businesses of all types can qualify, so go to GetRefunds.com to potentially get a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. Download the Innovation Refunds app or go to GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find Small Business Calm at Ooma.com/radio. That's OOMA.com/radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. The other night, Dee and I had the most amazing evening of entertainment at Hale Center Theater as we enjoyed Hello, Dolly. It won 10 Tony Awards. Presentation on the Hale Center Theater main stage is simply remarkable. And you forget how many wonderful songs are included in Hello, Dolly. Of course, the headliner, Hello, Dolly, but also It Only Takes a Moment and so much more. Don't miss your chance to see Hale Center Theater's presentation of Hello, Dolly. And just down the hall, it's Hans Christian Andersen in New York. Don't forget, coming up, too, we've got Mary Poppins Jr., Newsies, and, of course, Catch Me If You Can. That's a murder mystery around the world. world in 80 days. And as we head into the holidays at the end of the year, it will be Elf the Musical. Do not miss out. Get your tickets now for Hale Center Theater's Hello, Dolly! By going to hct.org.
Join Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors for Retire Right Radio, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m. That's Retire Right Radio with Mike Stevens, Saturdays at 5 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story, the debate ceiling debate continues on Capitol Hill with officials warning of shockwaves that may ripple throughout the economy if a compromise isn't reached. People heading to Zion can expect big crowds and a couple of closures. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis has more.
Park officials say a popular bridge over the Virgin River Lodge is closed. People can still get to the Emerald Pools from the grotto, but they need to access it from a different shuttle stop than normal. The Narrows hike is also closed because of high water. The National Park Service says 82,000 people visited Zion last Memorial Day weekend, so expect swarms of visitors.
As a reminder, the Angels Landing hike is permit only, but guests can apply for a permit online the day before. The Red Cross says blood donations are already slowing down for the summer, but demand for donations is still high. People who give blood in Layton tomorrow at the Intermountain Hospital can receive a voucher for a pint of ice cream from Culver's. It's called Pint for Pint, happening from 9 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon. We do have emergency traffic to start out the noon hour. We do have triple team coverage, and let's begin with Ricky Meese.
We are starting in Weber County, northbound I-15, a rollover crash with possible injuries blocking multiple right lanes of travel. This is as you're approaching Riverdale Road in Riverdale. If you're headed towards Weber County right now, the delays go through Sunset. Those delays are expected to build, though. I think they're going to be reaching Clearfield in no time. You want to consider an alternate route, but if that alternate is Highway 89, it's already seeing the overflow delays as you go from Fruit Heights all the way up to SR 193. Aubrey?
In Utah County, where we have a northbound crash on I-15. This is just prior to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. This is blocking the HOV lane, so just give yourself some time to get through that stretch right now. You're going to see backups starting in Orem area right around 800 North and not easing until you pass that crash. Jason.
No trouble right now in the Salt Lake Valley. You're looking good if you are on I-15 in north and southbound directions on the belt route. No problems there either. And no real trouble if you're headed out to Tooele. Looks like that earlier trouble we had in Tooele, they finally got that all cleared up. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
The unsettled afternoons continue. Chance for afternoon storms today, high of 82. Overnight lows, upper 50s with partly cloudy skies. Into tomorrow, how about a degree cooler, 81, the high with a chance for scattered afternoon storms. Those storms continue into Saturday afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, breezy in downtown Salt Lake City and 70 degrees. And traffic and weather is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Coming up on Utah's New News, some campgrounds are still totally snowed in with Memorial Day right around the corner. We'll go in depth coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all day companion for news.
Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chaussee.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
If you're getting new gutters, make absolutely sure that you don't get screwed. I mean literally, don't get screwed. Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. And every single gutter company out there uses screws to hold their gutters together at the corners and downspouts. They use screws because they're fast and cheap and easy. But man, they're terrible for your gutters, aside from possibly cutting your hand. They also loosen and corrode over time because they're not made from the same metal as the gutters. At RGS Exteriors, we've been installing gutters for 70 years now, and we don't use screws. We only use permanent, strong, and unobtrusive rivets. They're made from the same material as the gutters, so they won't oxidize, and they won't corrode. They'll also never loosen. Your hand is safe, too. Did I mention they look amazing? So don't get screwed. Call RGS and get riveted gutters. Our number is 801-280-3110 or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's 801-280-3110 or rgsutah.com.
When interest rates rise, it's not all bad. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, helping you understand why now is the time to purchase an annuity. Annuities are the only products that will guarantee you an income you can't outlive. It's those guarantees that are tied to treasury rates. And as we know, those rates are at 40-year highs. If you're in or within 10 years of retirement, use this to your advantage. This is exactly why it's possible to receive up to a 25% upfront bonus for income and why it is possible to receive up to 10% per year for income growth. It's because of the high interest rates. Don't let anyone tell you it's not true, but also don't wait. Interest rates and these guarantees will eventually come down. Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Debt ceiling discussions in Washington could impact people using food stamps here in Utah. Some Republicans want to raise an age requirement to work from 50 to 56 years old. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, as we speak, the sign for the Delta Center is being rehung on the Jazz basketball arena downtown. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic in two spots for Weber County drivers. It's northbound I-15 as you're approaching Riverdale Road. Right lanes blocked. Heavy delays. And in Utah County, two left lanes of travel blocked due to a crash prior to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. This is in Linden. It's backing traffic to Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon thunderstorms today with a high of 82. I'm Matt Johnson.
70 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sentencing day for Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, convicted of seditious conspiracy to interfere with the certification of the 2020 presidential results that led to the January 6th attack. The judge, for the first time, accepting the government's recommendation to apply an enhancement of terrorism in the sentencing. ABC's Alex Mellon has more.
After the 2020 election, the Oath Keepers became more radicalized because Rhodes basically took to social media and encouraged his followers to reject President Biden's election. And what we saw then is what happened on January 6th, the Oath Keepers essentially coming to Washington and forming those two stacked formations that we saw climbing the steps of the Capitol. And prosecutors made the case, and a jury accepted it, that Rhodes played a seminal role in rallying his followers to attack the Capitol and attack the seat of government on that day.
A day after officially entering the 2024 presidential race, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, interviewed on the Clay and Buck podcast, signaled he might be open to the possibility of issuing pardons for January 6th defendants and even rival candidate former President Trump, if necessary. Talks to raise the debt limit could spill over into the holiday weekend. Sticking points remain over spending cuts. The U.S. projected to default on its debt obligations in just 7 days. That could impact millions of Americans and military members. At a defense briefing today, the chair of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, was asked about the impact on national security.
Paying troops, the morale of troops, weapon systems, contracts, all of that would be impacted. Readiness clearly would be impacted. So our large-scale exercises that we do at various training centers would probably either slow down or come to a halt in many, many cases.
President Biden at a Rose Garden ceremony this hour announcing Milley's replacement, his choice for the next Joint Chiefs chair, General C.Q. Brown. He's the current Air Force Chief of Staff. And if confirmed, he would become the second Black Joint Chiefs chair after Army General Colin Powell. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Some campgrounds in Utah are still snowed in and inaccessible for the Memorial Day weekend. But Devin Chavez from State Parks tells Dave and Dujanovic many areas are thankfully up and running like normal.
A large number of our parks with a lot of this runoff, the majority of them are starting to fill up. Like you said, with Jordanelle on its way up, we've seen Willard Bay and Deer Creek all get very, very high. Rockport, a little more in the middle, but yeah, with this debris that's coming down. This isn't just for the northern area of the state either that's seeing this debris. We've seen this happen at places like Gunlock Falls as well, where we've had to shut it down and remove debris. So if you do happen to be in an area where you see debris floating off in the distance, avoid those at all costs. We don't want you to damage your boat or if you're on a paddlecraft or something like that. But overall, the majority of All of our campgrounds and state parks are all open as usual. Flooding has impacted a couple areas. You mentioned Jordanelle, the Rock Cliff area around the Nature Center at Jordanelle. We've closed that off due to the high water levels in that area. The rail trail that connects Park City over to Colville by Echo, there's some sections there that have washed out. And then the Mormon Flats group site at East Canyon State Park is closed. But other than that, everything else is open and ready for people.
He says Jordanelle is about 81% full, Deer Creek almost 96% full, thanks to the runoff. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. We have triple team coverage and emergency traffic situations out on the roads. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Northbound I-15, it is all jammed up in Weber County. It's due to a crash. Part of it is a rolled vehicle. This is northbound I-15 by Riverdale Road. Right lane's blocked and you have stop and go delays into Clearfield. Highway 89 picking up the overflow. If you're headed northbound, you can expect delays from Fruit Heights up to SR 193. Aubrey?
Emergency traffic continues in Utah County where we have a crash. This is northbound I-15. Just as you're approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard, the HOV lane, and it looks like it's even into the left-hand lane there as well. It's blocked for a little bit until you get around the crash. So just give yourself some time to get through that, probably an extra 10 or 15 minutes. The backup started right around 800 North in Orem, and don't ease until you pass that crash. Jason.
Really no trouble at all right now in the Salt Lake Valley. You're 70-plus miles an hour if you travel north and southbound on I-15. Maybe a little less than regular speeds northbound on the east side, about at 4500 south. There is a lane split there for the construction zone, so that's probably what's causing that problem. But otherwise, everything else is looking fantastic. This is The Place Heritage Park, your family place for summer fun. Learn Utah history while mining for gold, exploring trails, shopping, and eating at the Huntsman Grill. Visit thisistheplace.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 82 today with a chance for thunderstorms. We'll do it again on repeat, not only tomorrow, but again on Saturday, high of 79. Partly cloudy skies and drier air moves in for Sunday, 81, 83 on Memorial Day. How about partly cloudy skies persisting into next Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the mid-80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice temperatures in downtown Salt Lake City, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And a quick check of the markets. The Dow now in negative territory, but down just a couple of points. S&P and the NASDAQ up. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
Audiences are raving about the Utah Symphony. Witness the incredible musicians and inspiring music at a live performance at Marisa Bravnell Hall. Coming up at the Symphony, a fitting farewell to music director Terry Fisher, Mahler's monumental Symphony No. 3 with the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square and the Madeline Choir School. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org or 801-533-NOTE. Disney Concerts and the Utah Symphony proudly present Star Wars: The Force Awakens in concert. Relive the action and adventure on the edge of your seat as the Utah Symphony performs John Williams' Oscar-winning music live in sync with the film. June 23rd and 24th at Marisa Bravnell Hall. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at utahsymphony.org. Don't miss Star Wars: The Force Awakens in concert.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Hi, I'm news correspondent Bob Woodruff. In 2006, a roadside bomb struck the armored vehicle I was riding in while reporting from Iraq. I sustained a life-threatening traumatic brain injury. The military term, got your six, means I have your back. And that day, our service members had mine. During my recovery, I learned firsthand the challenges facing our service members who return home with injuries. While serving, their fellow service members always had their six. Now that they're home, it is our turn. We started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to make sure that the camaraderie and support they relied on in the military carries on, and we need you. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative and help us be there for impacted veteran service members and their families. They've had our backs. It's time we have theirs. Learn more at GotYourSix.org. That's GotYourSix.org. Using the number 6.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down. No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
Is it time to replace your roof? Intermountain West Contractors can finish most projects in just one day using top-tier quality materials at an affordable price. Visit IWCroofing.com.
Okay.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
SL News Time 1224, America's first commercial-scale offshore wind farm is now under construction. Vineyard Wind is making the 62-turbine wind farm 15 miles off the Massachusetts coast. It's expected to generate 800 megawatts, or enough electricity to power more than 400,000 homes.
There is a poetic coming about for New Bedford. We were the center of the energy industry in the 19th century as the leading whaling port in the world, and now here we are in this brand new energy industry leading the way.
That is Mayor of New Bedford, Massachusetts, John Mitchell. KSL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. A new concert venue is coming to Salt Lake. The new large-scale venue is opening in the Granary District next month, called Granary Live. Their first shows are already lined up, including Don Toliver, Dirty Heads, and Sean Kingston. You can find tickets for all of their opening shows now online. KSL Drives, Utah drivers can now get a vintage black and white license plate. The retro style plate has a solid black background and white lettering, no images. That was used back in the 60s. Now people can order the new plates from the DMV. A new survey shows a growing number of Americans are worried they won't be able to retire comfortably. It found just 43% of working adults think they will have enough money when they do retire. That is the lowest level in 11 years. Taylor Swift is releasing a new edition of the Midnights album called the Midnights Till Dawn Edition. Swift recorded a version of Karma featuring artist Ice Spice and re-recorded Snow on the Beach featuring more Lana Del Rey. Now, it also includes a never-before-heard vault track. The new edition is now available for pre-order. We'll update your drive. We do have a couple of emergency traffic situations for you. Traffic and weather is next.
Utah, here we go.
This year's Memorial Day weekend could see busier roads and skies than most of the last 20 years.
The long-awaited summer travel season.
AAA expects this to be the biggest annual increase in road trippers since 2010.
We're really expecting traffic to bog down.
We're stepping up with extra traffic reporters from noon to 7 Thursday and Friday. So check in before you head out. Added traffic coverage Thursday and Friday on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow the letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. We do have an emergency traffic situation. The latest with Ricky Meese.
They may be calling for extrication units, and that means this could take a while to clear this crash. Northbound I-15 by Riverdale Road, a couple of right lanes blocked. It's causing stop-and-go delays almost, but not quite, back to 700 South Clearfield. Northbound Highway 89 picking up the overflow of delays for everybody trying to avoid northbound I-15. Delays stretch from Fruit Heights up to SR 193. And a KSL traffic trooper reporting 24th Street and Auckland northbound about this rollover. They're saying three lanes affected. Right now, I'm seeing two to three left lanes getting by on the left. So we're still not out of these delays. Aubrey?
Emergency traffic still continues in Utah County as well. We do have a crash on northbound I-15. This is just prior to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. It's blocking an HOV lane. It looks like it is going into the left lane a little bit there as well. And the backups start right around 800 North in Orem and don't ease till you get past Pleasant Grove Boulevard. If you're traveling southbound I-15, though, that's actually looking really good right now. No delays from the point of the mountain all the way down to Provo. Jason.
A little less than regular speed northbound on the east side belt at 4500 south. And then it's a little crowded right now on Foothill Drive, both north and southbound, up around 13th south. Otherwise, though, if you're on I-15, you're rolling around the point of the mountain and all the way through the valley up into Salt Lake City. Get your spring fever on and brighten your patio and landscape with vibrant color from Olson's Greenhouse, bedding and container plants. Find out where to buy Olson's flowers at OGG.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here we go again. Look for a high of 82 degrees, sunny for the first half, then clouds and thunderstorms by afternoon. Overnight lows, upper 50s, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 81, and a chance for afternoon storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1231. KSL's top story this hour. The debt ceiling debate, still a stalemate on Capitol Hill. President Biden is touting his track record of lowering the deficit during his time in office.
I reduced the deficit, I said, $1.7 trillion in my first 2 years without raising a cent and raising taxes above anyone making less than $400,000. The economy is growing.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says it's time is running out to reach a deal, and the stakes are too high to put politics ahead of the economy. ABC's Justin Finch begins our team coverage.
All 213 House Democrats have signed on to a discharge petition, a rarely taken procedural step allowing House members to work around the Speaker to push legislation onto the chamber floor for vote.
House Democrats are unified in avoiding a default.
To advance that petition and debt limit increasing legislation, House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries says his party needs Republican support.
Only five reasonable Republicans to end this madness, to avoid the economy from crashing.
Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
Those negotiations in Washington could impact people using food stamps here in Utah. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe continues our team coverage.
SNAP benefits, commonly known as food stamps, are part of the discussions between the president and House Speaker McCarthy. Currently, people under 50 with no dependents who are able-bodied have to work 20 hours a week to get food stamps. But that requirement could be raised to 56 years old.
This has been a rule that has been in place for a very long time.
And I think our expectations in terms of how old all of us end up working before we end up retiring or stop looking for work has changed during the course of the years.
Morris Pressis with the Department of Workforce Services says there are about 6,800 households in Utah using SNAP right now. For people who would be impacted by this possible change, he says they're usually only using food stamps for 3 months at a time and rarely longer. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of an Idaho couple who took on the Environmental Protection Agency. They were forced to stop building a home over concerns the construction would harm nearby wetlands.
The Supreme Court of the United States has ruled in favor of Chantel and Michael Sackett. They argued for their rights to build on their private property, despite the agency's claim that they sat on protected wetlands. This means the EPA's ability to regulate wetlands under the Clean Water Act has been narrowed and cut back. In a statement, the EPA says they are disappointed because it erodes long-standing clean water protections. Although, on the other hand, the American Farm Bureau Federation sees this as a win and says the decision respects private property rights. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Another Supreme Court ruling out today in the case of a 94-year-old grandmother whose home was seized and sold to cover her tax debts. The court ruling opens the door for her to get some of her money back.
All nine Supreme Court justices deciding unanimously in favor of 94-year-old Geraldine Tyler, reversing a lower court's decision. Hennepin County, Minnesota seized Tyler's home to settle her $15,000 tax debt and sold it for $40,000, pocketing the $25,000 difference and using it for public projects. The high court finding the county violated Tyler's constitutional rights by taking and keeping more than she owed. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
The founder of the Oath Keepers extremist group has been sentenced to 18 years in prison. Stuart Rhodes is convicted of orchestrating a weeks-long plot that culminated in his followers attacking the U.S. Capitol in a bid to keep President Biden out of the White House after the 2020 election. Other national stories KSL is following. The National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, is out with predictions for the 2023 Atlantic hurricane season. Officials say this coming season is very likely to be right on par with what's been happening lately.
12 to 17 named storms with top winds of at least 39 miles per hour. Of these, 5 to 9 are forecast to become hurricanes with maximum winds of at least 74 miles per hour.
That is NOAA Administrator Dr. Rick Spinrad. Weather experts are out with a flood watch for the Duchesne River near Mitton, close to Roosevelt. Officials say to expect buildings and yards along the river to be at risk for minor flood damage. KSL Sports, we are 100 days out from the first BYU football game as a member of the Big 12 Conference. KSL BYU insider Mitch Harper joined Utah's Morning News, saying his favorite home game on the schedule this fall will be senior night in late November against the Oklahoma Sooners.
The historic Oklahoma program rolls into Provo, Boomer Sooner. That's going to be quite the game. I think it might be, honestly, the most expensive ticket in the history of BYU's stadium. That's going to be quite the event.
Mitch will be filing daily reports with insight from coaches and players as they prepare for the Big 12. You will hear those reports during Utah's Morning News and Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, as well as on KSLSports.com. First look traffic. Ricky Meese, you've got quite a few problems out there.
We do, and the hits just keep on coming. Our emergency traffic is northbound I-15 with a rollover crash. Extrication call to the scene at Riverdale Road. Right lane's blocked. Delays back to Clearfield. Now, we have more trouble in traffic northbound I-15 after that crash as you're approaching 21st Street Ogden, and that is causing stop-and-go delays as well. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
The days of sharing your Netflix are over.
Debt ceiling talks not going well.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. And if you have a drain that's clogged or backed up, after you've tried the plungers and products, the next step usually involves some kind of drain snake or cabling equipment. You see, sometimes the blockage is far enough down the line that you need special equipment that most homeowners just don't have. That's where the Drains Department at Any Hour Services can help. A drain snake can clear most blockages and get the water flowing again, and clearing blocked drains is what our Drains Department does day in and day out. So if you're a homeowner with a drain line that's clogged or backed up and you'd like one of our drain technicians to come and snake the line for you, it's only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sink, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Troy, we made it. We got through winter, second winter, full spring, the pollinating, and now we finally come to summer.
Don't say the S word.
What, summer?
Stop! You'll spook it away.
Spook summer.
Please!
No way all this happened just because I said summer. Okay, I believe you.
But that's why RVs are so great. You can keep camping through all that ugly early season weather.
That's big. You only get so many camping days with your kids each year.
And Bish's RV makes sure you don't miss a minute of camping season.
It's also why we're throwing a massive Memorial Day sale right now.
We've got bunkhouse travel trailers as low as $199 per month OAC.
All 2022s are reduced to move with no reasonable offer refused.
90 days, no payments, OAC for 3 months of all play and no pay.
And more than max trade-in value on your current RV. Take that, summer. I'm sorry, just checking.
Come to the Memorial Day sale at Bish's RV in North Salt Lake and American Fork. Previously Stewart's RV. Bish's RV, where memories begin.
Stock number 69455-45748. Subject to prior sale. DL426B, DL882B. See dealer for details.
The Salt Lake City homeless population is getting help from Weber County High School students. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
Construction classes in the Weber School District are building and selling tiny homes to the Other Side Village, a neighborhood providing affordable housing to Utahns coming out of homelessness.
They were a part of not only, you know, the framing part, but also they were learning electrical and plumbing and finish work and all of those things. And they could see it all come to fruition.
Director of Career and Technical Education for the district, Rod Belknap, says students are excited about coming to school, saying their work benefit their community. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic coverage is sponsored by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. We do have triple team coverage, beginning with Ricky Meese.
For those who are traveling or trying to travel through northbound traffic on I-15, in Weber County, we do have heavy delays. A couple of crashes. The first one you're going to encounter is at Riverdale Road. Right lane's blocked, and that is causing delays back to Hill Air Force Base. And also a secondary issue, northbound I-15. It's after 24th Street in Ogden, and that is also causing just traffic to come to a crawl, backing traffic not quite to Riverdale Road. As a result, a lot of people are trying to avoid these backups and take Highway 89. So expect unusual delays, especially for this time of the day, northbound, as you go from Farmington up to SR 193. Aubrey?
Northbound I-15 is slow in Utah County as well due to a crash. This is just prior to the Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit. You are going to see backups starting in Orem and not easing until you get through Linden and Pleasant Grove area. But if you're on southbound I-15, that's looking pretty good right now. No delays all the way from the point of the mountain down into Provo. Jason.
And a bit of busyness over on Foothill Drive, both north and southbound, making your way to and from the University of Utah, and a little bit slowing northbound on the east side, about a 4500 south due to the lane split there. Everything else, though, moving swimmingly along. ARUP Blood Services is in need of blood donations. Now that school is out for summer, we need local residents to donate blood. They need your help. Visit utahblood.org. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low pressure spinning over the west will provide another chance for afternoon storms today. Look for a high of 82. Overnight lows, upper 50s with some clouds here and there. We'll go 81 tomorrow with another chance for those afternoon thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, 72 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, we'll hear more about the volunteer efforts underway today to honor veterans this Memorial Day. And if you do see a problem out there on the roads and you can text us safely, please do so at the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A. Major.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag Month, happening all month long.
Maytag Month is going on.
The children's music and dance teacher who couldn't cha-cha.
I was always on my feet. It was just so painful.
Elisa couldn't let her students down, so she stepped up and went to the Good Feet store for personally fitted arch supports.
I would work an entire day, and my feet didn't hurt at the end of the day. That was when I knew, wow, these are different.
But the really good part?
It's going to be dancing together again.
Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com. The universal truth of women's shoes. The cuter they are, the more they hurt.
You have to put your best foot forward, and if your best foot is an ugly shoe, oh my goodness.
Lee San thought she had to choose between looking good and feeling good, until she got fitted for arch supports at the Good Feet store.
Now I can wear the shoes that I've picked out because I like the way they look, not because they were comfortable.
Good Feet relieved her pain and her fashion dilemma. Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Good Feet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
As you near retirement, there's a lot you need to know about how your money will be taxed. How will it be taxed today? How might it be taxed when you're retired? Utah's retirement specialists, Capital Wealth Advisors, have a complimentary report called Tax Strategies for Retirement. See the updated tax brackets and current itemized deductions, as well as strategies to potentially lower your tax bill in the future, and much more. Call 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com to receive this complimentary report. That's 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com. Take charge of your taxes today to help you keep more of the money you've earned. Get tax strategies for retirement from Capital Wealth Advisors by calling 801-210-5500 or visiting retireutah.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the words, the Delta Center are back up on the side of the home of the Utah Jazz today. Crews installing those letters all day throughout the day today. It hasn't been there since 2006. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Second, Weber County High School students are helping to build tiny homes for an affordable housing neighborhood. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
And it is emergency traffic. Two different problems in traffic, northbound I-15, one at Riverdale Road. Another further up from that in Ogden, not far from 24th and 21st Street. Left lanes blocked at that one, right lanes blocked at the other. And a KSL traffic trooper now reporting an accident Wall Avenue at 21st Street in Ogden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Afternoon thunderstorms on repeat, and they could last into the first half of the weekend. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 72 degrees downtown. Now time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
At a ceremony in the Rose Garden today, President Biden announcing his nominee to replace outgoing Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley.
I have the honor of introducing my nominee to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Q. Brown, Jr. General, welcome.
If confirmed, Brown would become the second black Joint Chiefs chair following Army General Colin Powell. The president also addressed the ongoing talks to raise the debt limit, calling on Republicans to compromise on spending cuts to avoid the nation going into default on its loans next week. He says all agree a default can't happen. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says they're making progress but are still far off from a deal. Jobless claims edged up last week with 4,000 more Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits than the week before. And today is expected to be the busiest travel day for air for the Memorial Day getaway. Nearly 52,000 flights scheduled so far. Cancellations and delays are minimal. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The youth volunteers will be putting 3,000 flags on the graves of servicemen and women in Sandy today for Memorial Day. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Vice President of Larkin Family Mortuary, Nick Larkin. Nick, thanks for being with me.
Absolutely, Maria. Thanks for having us on to be able to talk about this awesome event that takes place every year.
Yeah, describe for us what is happening.
So we have had the opportunity with the cemetery out in Sandy there to be able to invite a bunch of different groups of the youth in the area to be able to come out and volunteer some time to be able to pay respects to the military veterans that are buried out there, both the men and women that have been in the service for us. And so it's amazing to be able to watch out there in the cemetery after about an hour and a half to watch the transformation of the cemetery come from grass to having flags all over throughout the entire cemetery. So we do have somewhere around 200 youth volunteers that come out from church organizations. This year we've got some swim teams, we've got scout groups, and even some of the families that we've helped in the past, some of their family groups like to come out and be a part of it, to be able to meet and help place all these little small American flags on the veterans' grave to pay tribute.
Yeah, describe for us what this means to those volunteers who are involved, what this experience means for them.
You know, I've heard a lot from the youth that this has really opened their eyes to understand what Memorial Day is and being able to come out here and show that respect and pay that tribute to those who have passed before. It also has been really awesome to hear the youth talk about all the different service times that they see on the different headstones and how it really draws them in to kind of understand the sacrifices that our veterans have made for us. It's also a great time because they'll typically have a veteran speaker that will come out and tell the youth and everybody about their experiences to really let them take this home in their heart of the service that they've offered to all of us.
Nick, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is the Vice President of Larkin Family Mortuary, Nick Larkin.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.